Hi, this is Scott Wyden-Gibowitz from Imagely. Today I want to talk to you about shared hosting and managed hosting. Quite often I see the two being compared, when in reality, they should not be compared. They're quite different. In some ways they're similar, and in some ways they're different. Now, shared hosting is commonly when you have a lot of websites, a lot of customers on one server. That means your website is on the same server as your competitors or your partners or anybody on that has a website on the internet. You can go to GoDaddy or SiteGround or Media Temple or any of these, Liquid Web, and get a shared host. You can get a shared server. They're usually inexpensive so that you are basically renting that space with many other people. Think of it as you owning a house and you've got a mortgage to pay versus you renting an apartment in an apartment complex and many people are basically paying for the mortgage. Think about it like that. Now, there's some vulnerabilities to that. Okay. A couple of vulnerabilities being if one of the sites on the server is slow, your site can slow down. If one of the sites on the server gets hacked, your site can get hacked. It's more vulnerable now. There's a lot of other things that to think about, like if another site is using too many resources and the server goes down, that means your website is going down, even though your website did nothing wrong. Okay, now let's talk about managed hosting. Managed hosting is actually when you have a server or a host, I mean, that actually manages the maintenance of your website. Typically, the host also will offer some sort of support for the entire stack, meaning if you have a problem with a theme or a plugin or something like that on the server, on your site, they will help you troubleshoot what the issue is rather than just saying, go to the theme developer, or go to the plugin developer. They will actually do their part to help you at least at a minimum, identify the problem. They may not go to the extent of coding a solution if it's not their own product at fault, but they will help identify a problem. So really what that means is a managed host is a support team for you, right? Now, managed hosting can be on a shared server. For example, SiteGround offers managed hosting, but it's on a shared server. Okay, now there are other types of servers that are different than shared servers. There are VPS, which is a virtual private server, which is basically you still have a shared server. However, through software, the websites are actually being separated from other customers. So technically, it's sort of like partitioning your hard drive on your computer. You're separating the data. If one part fails, the rest should not, unless the entire actual drive fails, which is a hardware issue, you know, not another customer issue. Then there are private servers, which is you have your own physical server that runs your data only. And then there are cloud servers. And this is sort of like think of how Amazon and Netflix and now all these websites distribute their content to you. It's all coming from cloud servers, which means they run really fast to deliver content for you because it's delivering it from the closest server cluster in your area. That also means it's redundant. So your website is on multiple servers in multiple locations. So you cannot really compare shared hosting to managed hosting. However, you can have a managed host that is a shared server. Now at Imagely, our hosting is managed hosting in clouds and cloud servers. In fact, it's Amazon cloud servers. So Amazon actually went on record years ago stating that every minute that their website goes down, it costs them $20,000 in sales. Okay, that's how much money Amazon makes on a regular basis. So think about it, when you're hosting on Imagely Hosting, you're relying on the same servers that Amazon relies on to make sure their websites are up and running. So next time you are looking for the difference between a shared host and a managed host, don't think about it like it's the same thing. One complements the other. But in reality, What you should want is a managed host that's controlling, that are actually maintaining your website for you. They're not going to just send you on your way if you have an issue. They're not going to just say, oh, it's WordPress. You need to go to the WordPress forum and figure it out. They're actually going to identify the problem that you're having with your WordPress instance and help you come up with a solution, whether that solution is contacting, the WordPress forum, or whether that's contacting the WordPress developer of your theme or plugins. So shared hosting, yeah, it's all right. It's affordable, but you do get what you paid for, and are vulnerabilities. There are vulnerabilities with every host, but my recommendation, as someone who's been using WordPress for a very long time, for over 10 years, is to go with a platform that is designed for you. Imagely Hosting is designed for photographers because photographers don't want to fuss with their website. They don't want to work for their website. They want their website to work for them. So that's the difference between shared and managed hosting. It's actually quite different. Very, very different. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading.